The end of the first quarter, as we had a little problem getting on the air, but we're okay now. More or less, I'm still trying to get myself organized. It's 7-0, Salem leading this one. And again, touchdown pass from Grimes to Abood that covered 42 yards in the first quarter. Well, now we just saw another 34-yard completion that got Salem out from the shadow of its own goalpost, as they say.
Peabody Marblehead has sort of slowed down a little bit. They have both punted the ball, and Marblehead has just turned it over on downs. So
what's the last score you got?
14-7 still.
All right. Peabody. All right. Two winning streaks on the line there. One at 23. That's Marblehead. The other at 9. And that's Peabody. So needless to say, something's got to give. Bill Newell is over there providing coverage, and he'll have post-game interviews, videos, photos, and all kinds of good stuff for us. And don't forget North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk with Dominic DeCastro and Gloucester Times Sports Editor Nick Kukuru. Both drop Thursdays on MSONewsSports.com with all kinds of sports information there. All right, 7-0 in this one. They're going to have the ball at their own 43, it looks like. Call it the 44, almost the 45. Ball on the far hash mark for the Salem Witches. 7 touchdowns, make it 8 for Corey Grimes now in the young season. Hand off. Nope. Yep, it is a run play. It's not going to go anywhere. I think that's Ozuna.
Going up the middle, nowhere to go.
Ozuna, the ball carrier.
Lynn Classical has defeated Medford 30-6 to start the season 3-1.
Still at the 44, so no gain.
You can have that anytime you want, Phil.
Ozuna, 6'9", 190 juniors, carried the ball 37 times for 313 yards. And that's a nice 8.5 yards per carry. And as we said, he had 120 yards against the Vineyard a couple of weeks ago. Second and 10 for the Salem Witches leading. They're all white uniforms with the red helmets. All on the far hash mark. Corey Grimes, big dude, 6'3", 245 junior. Gets the direct snap. It is a counter play that may go all the way. Look out. It breaks out to the 45, 50, 45, 40 inside. Flag 40 to the 35.
Flag comes from the back judge around the time of the tackle that was being made. So don't know what this is going to be because it was a...
Holding on Salem.
There's a break for the home team.
Wow. Well, that was an inside cut. That went for big yardage. Yeah, that was Shane Field, the ball carrier.
Now, Field went through the middle of the Gloucester defense, through the defensive line, through the linebackers, untouched, and it was a game, not a game, but a touchdown-saving tackle.
Well,
wow,
goes 14, back to the 45.
14-7. Winthrop over Danvers.
So the holding will bring it back to the 45 after the game. Grimes wants to throw it. He's going to receive a rope, and then it's broken up just at the last second. It was intended for Logan Abood at about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, John Gucciardi made a great play. He was behind him, but he managed to come up and get the right hand around him and knock the ball away. Outstanding play.
Good play by Gucciardi. He's still in defense. Number 27.
Yeah, that Danvers school, Danvers Winthrop is 14-7 at the half. So Winthrop halfway home to taking a big win.
Second and 10 for Salem. This will be a run play coming to the near side. And once again, it's Shane Field. He gets it just into the to the 39, so about a 6-yard gain. Didn't look like it was anything, and he got 6.
Manchester Essex big over Essex Tech at the half, 28-7.
Manchester Essex been scoring some points. My goodness. Just inside 10 minutes left in the first half. Way wide to the left is Quinn Rock-O'Ryan. And he's the only... there's a receiver in the slot as well. Looks like Field. He wants to look. Does Grimes. Throws downfield, and it is caught at the 20-yard line.
What happened to the ref?
and the two guys are wrestling, so I don't know who caught the ball.
Backdash got taken out, I think, by the Gloucester safety.
I think it was Vaco Ryan on the far side. He was the far side receiver. Ball is at the 20, but a Gloucester player is being tended to.
That's a great sliding catch by the Salem receiver. The defender was right on his back and tried to strip it away, but great sliding catch. It's a good score. Cambridge Ringin Latin 60, Boston English 22. How do you spell defeat? Peabody has scored again.
So it's first down at the 20-yard line for the Salem Witches, threatening again after Gloucester had a drive that stalled at the 8-yard line, lost the fumble back to the 20 on its most recent possession. 7-0. Corey Grimes to Logan Abood for the touchdown earlier. I got to get caught up on that, on my score sheet. Trying to get on air here earlier.
Marblehead girls field hockey defeated Peabody 2-0. So Marblehead has one win in the book today.
For a big round of applause for the referee as he walks off the field, Figueroa.
Here comes Salem, first and 10, the balls at 21.
Injured Gloucester player came off the field. Seems to be okay. Three receivers on this side of the field. Here's a lateral, an overhead lateral. That is Ozuna getting stopped for a 5-yard loss.
Gloucester has demonstrated some speed on defense. They have that good penetration on several plays. They've chased down running backs. And it's just that they're giving big chunks on pass plays and the occasional gut play.
So it's back to the 26, 5-yard loss, second and 15. A big series for Gloucester after not being able to get into the end zone on its most recent possession. This is an incompleted pass over to the left, intended once again for Rocco Ryan.
Yeah, he rolled out left and again didn't square up. He threw it on the run, off balance, and the ball just sailed on him.
Third and 15 from the Fisherman 25. You must listen to North Shore Football Game Night Preview hosted by Bill Newell Fridays right here on MSO, and it's up there right now. You can listen to it now or listen to it later. That's the beauty of it. Grimes gets the play from the far sideline, has to run over here to the huddle on the near hash mark. Third and 15. Clock stopped after the incompleted pass. Tight formation, shoe to shoe with two receivers off to the left, two men in the backfield, handoff, run play. Breaking a tackle is Ozuna, I think it is, down to the 20.
Yeah, good strong running, kept the feet moving the whole time, leaning forward, driving off those off his feet.
Well, now it's fourth down and 10, so the ball is at the 20-yard line. And the clock is moving down toward the 8-minute mark. As we said, Louis Chin not able to play tonight. Leading receiver for the Witches, and that's a big hole for Salem, of course. This time we've got two receivers near side, and again two men in the backfield with Grimes. Gloucester, a lot of men up line of scrimmage. Grimes, play action, running. He might have lost the ball. Now he throws it, and it's caught, but they're calling him down. It was caught as he was falling backwards. It was caught by Ozuna at the 15-yard line, and he might have gone in. But Grimes was falling down backwards when he was almost on the ground when he threw it. Now the officials are saying he was on the ground.
Yeah, his butt was on the ground when he threw that. Remember the play last week we saw? The quarterback was going down. He was in the grass, but he threw it, and he just threw it out, and the receiver ran under it and caught it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's frustration. You play all that kind of defense.
Yeah. Well, now it looks like it's fourth down, and the ball is Well, I'm sorry, excuse me. That was a fourth down play, so the Fishermen take over at their own 33. That's a big defensive stop for Gloucester. 7:41, 7-0 Salem. First half. Now Gloucester has a man in motion, and this will be a counter play to the coast, who tries to go outside, and he stopped along the line of scrimmage. They just strung that thing out laterally. Gets nothing.
How much time would you say we missed, Rick, in the beginning of the game?
Pardon me?
How much time do you think we missed of the first quarter?
Well, we didn't broadcast pretty much the whole first quarter. We picked it up. No, we picked it up at 7.5 minutes in.
Okay, thank you.
What I should say, the 7.5 minutes left to play, so it was 5.5 minutes in.
Okay.
Now we're down to 7 minutes, 2nd and 10, Gloucester trailing 7-0. They've got two receivers each side of the field, ball between the hash marks. Long count by quarterback Carey. Barking, barking, and now he hands off. And up the middle, running across the 35 to about the 37. I don't know who that was. Frank DeSisto was the carrier. He comes into this game with 224 yards on the ground.
Another big third down play for the Fisherman offense. They need to start executing third
down. BBD Lee's Marblehead 20-7. Their last touchdown, the PAT, was blocked.
Mm-hmm.
But a 20-7 score at halftime against Marblehead, Coach Medeloff is going to have to make some major adjustments. Obviously, PBD came in with a game plan.
Well, they've been on a roll. They've been on a roll, both offensively and defensively.
They're playing fearless football, right?
They're playing good football. Yep. Once again, it's 3rd and 6 for the Gloucester Fishermen at their own 37. And this is DeSisto, who gets the first down all the way out to the 45-yard line.
Again, you know, just trying to get around the ends isn't working for Gloucester, but heading straight up the field, using those quick trap blocks, is working for them.
First down for Gloucester at the 46-yard line. DeSisto carrying it for the first down.
You know, years ago in the height of the tremendous run under Coach Ingram, they ran those trap plays so well, just getting creases in the running backs, being decisive, seeing the gaps and just getting into them. And that's what's happening in these last few runs. Gloucester into the interior.
Grimes wants to throw. Throws it out quickly to the left side, way overthrown.
Yeah, again, just hurried the pass, didn't really set himself, and released it high.
Well, Jalen Saravino was running back toward the quarterback, and I don't think it was going to gain anything. It probably would have lost yardage.
What they're looking to do there, the on the sideline passes where they've been caught, that they've only gotten a couple of yards because the pass has taken so long to get out there. The defensive back has had the opportunity to come up and make a hit. What they're trying to do is get the receiver coming back in so he can cut in between the defensive end and the cornerback.
3-4 defense for Salem. Gucciardi in motion. He gets the handoff and can't cut the corner after about a yard gain.
See, that's the play that they're having trouble with, just trying to get around that corner. When they sent Whitfeld wide, he's had an opportunity to get around the corner. The same thing with DeCoste, but that middle range sprint to the outside, it isn't getting it. They're better off just, again, continuing to blast it between the tackles. Like Paul said, you know, we're going to do it to you until you stop us, and then we'll find something else to do.
3rd and 8 with the ball at the 48-yard line of Gloucester on the far hash mark. Again, Carey stays in the shotgun. One man in the slot, Gucciardi, who's going to run. And instead it's an inside handoff up the middle across the 50 to maybe the 47 or 48, sure, of Salem.
Yeah, that's...
Who cared that one, Nick? DeSisto?
You know, remember Paul's philosophy, 4 yards in a cloud of dust?
No.
Yeah. 3 plays, first down, do it again. 3 plays, first down, do it again. Nick remembers those days.
All right, so it's short of the first down. It is now 4th down, and the ball is at the Salem 48 on that far hash mark. So trailing 7-0, Gloucester going to go for it. One man in the slot, one receiver out wide left, one out to the right, handoff, run play. Oh, they got it, I think. Pretty sure that was DeSisto as well. And he got the first down, right up the middle.
There you do, that's your bread and butter. That's what you get for you getting yards. You're getting those 4 yards that you need.
You know? 4 yard gain. And it's first and 10. Gloucester keeps this drive alive. And when you get guys like Albert Pujols and Alex Rodriguez on your defense, you got to be pretty good. You just have to be pretty good.
I'm just glad they're not as big as Albert Pujols.
Yeah. Top Eastern Massachusetts football matchups, analysis from the Boston Herald's Danny Ventura. Weekly podcast with Bill Newell hosting, and you're going to hear it at halftime. Right here on MSO. Ball is at the 44. First and 10, Gloucester. This drive started back at the Fisherman 33. They had an 11-play drive, their most recent possession, that stalled at the 8-yard line when the ball was snapped. Ended up in a fumble. Oh, what are they? They got a fourth down marker over there.
But
they moved the chains.
I think Coach.
No, it should be a first down. Nope, it's not. It's fourth down. It'll be first down the other way. Didn't get it, so Salem gets the ball. My bad. I thought for sure they had it because it looked like they signaled it.
I think Coach Bouchard asked for the measurement.
So Salem gets the ball as they stop Gloucester at their own 44.
It's interesting because the side judge down in front of us indicated move the chains. It was
that's
that
what
it
I
was
thought.
The first down.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't imagine it. All right. At any rate, that drive stalls. So, score remains 7-0, Salem. And now they put it at the 49-yard line, so it didn't get to the 48, apparently. Changed the spot. Cowabunga. Scoreboard updates all weekend long. Endicott College, high school football, field hockey, soccer action, Saturday and Sunday. All that will be on the website here this weekend as we roll on into October. First and 10 for the Salem Witches, 3-0, Gloucester 1-2. And Salem, potent offense so far, scoring 94 points in its first three games. Corey Grimes. Run play that gets a couple, maybe? So the original line of scrimmage was the 44 of Salem, not the 49, the 44. They get two to the 46. Which is break the huddle. Got a couple of big boys up front. You mentioned Rodriguez at 285. Cuevas is 225. Benson, 185. This is a handoff, and breaking the line of scrimmage, tackles going down to the 50 and inside the 50. Good run that time on the counter play.
Get about to the 52.
By Ozuna.
Yeah, again, just picking
to the 52,
his way.
Yeah.
Patient run.
So
a couple of scores have come in. Wakefield is walloping Stoneham 28-0. Again, Clasco defeated Medford 30-6. Manchester 28-7 over Essex Tech. And Linfield over Newburyport 3-0.
Third down for Salem at the Gloucester 48, right at the top of the big old G logo. Looks like a direct. No, it was a handoff to the quarterback and getting the first down easily inside the 45 to the 43. Ozuna again with the carry.
Salem maintains possession. 2:06 remaining.
Salem lost the 43-yard line. Yeah, Salem using that offensive line, using that weight effectively against Gloucester's smaller line. 245, 285, 185. What's he doing in there? 225, 180. So your middle guys are beefy, and they're just exploiting that weight and strength differential.
Inside the two-minute mark, they're going to put Shane Field in motion. Now he stops on the left side. pass out into the left flat. That's complete to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, and inside the 30-yard line.
Yeah,
Ozuna again, but this time he was on the receiving end.
He was wide open on that far side, Rick. I don't know if somebody blew a coverage or he just, you know, he snuck out there. But he was wide open along that far sideline. There wasn't anybody within 10 yards of him when he made that catch and then turned upfield.
17-yard gain for the first down. Clock has stopped with 1:29 as the play ended out of bounds. The ball at the Gloucester 26.
Grimes throws a very good out pass.
Three receivers to the near side. And I think this will be a motion penalty on Salem. Yeah. Procedure. So bring it back five. So it comes back to the 32 already. Minute and 26 seconds left to go. 7-0 in this first half. Going to try to get organized here. As, spent most of the fourth quarter just trying to get this thing to work. First and 15. Grimes wants to pass. He's under some pressure, but he breaks loose. Goes to the right. Man wide open. It is complete at the 5-yard line. Logan Abood went up for that one. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Abood at the 5.
We've got the Gloucester defender bit on the fact that he saw Grimes begin to run for it. As he came out of the pocket, he came up on coverage, and Grimes saw it and just threw an absolute perfect pass.
Well, it turns out to be a 28-yard completion. All right, we need to take a break here to get caught up with our business partners. This is MSO News Sports, 7-0. Salem is the first half coming toward the close.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore. A real local news and sports podcast giving you updates from around Essex County. Spotlight feature interviews with area newsmakers. The North Shore Today Post features community updates and local photos and useful links. This is the place to hear and see positive local coverage, making the connections that support the North Shore community.
All right, both teams back on the field as we have a minute and 7 seconds left to go first half. Salem first and goal from the Gloucester 4-yard line after that beautiful pass and catch from Corey Grimes to Logan Abood. They connected for the touchdown early in the game that covered 42 yards. First and goal from the 4. Grimes with one man in the backfield. And it is a handoff to that running back, and he goes into the end zone rather easily. Touchdown for Devontae Ozuna, his fourth of the season.
Yeah, did a nice job as they went to the left. He allowed the defensive flow to move away, and he just simply cut back up underneath it to go into the end zone, as you said, Rick, untouched.
So 4-yard run off to the left. And for the Salem Witches, that is a 7-play, 56-yard touchdown drive with a minute and 2 left to go in this first half. They're out in front now 13-0. And this time the ball is through once again easily. Was that Grimes kicking it? Yeah, Grimes with the extra point. And so with 1:02 left to play in the first half, Salem is now out in front 14-0.
Well, in the wrestling match between Shasheen and Greater Lawrence, it is 20-7 halfway through the third quarter. Shasheen leads 20-7.
My. Alrighty then. Seven plays, 56 yards. Azuna finishing that off. And again, it's what if for Gloucester. What if they hadn't had a bad play down deep in the Salem end of the field earlier? 102 left to go, as we said. And the Witches will be kicking off from left to right. And, of course, it's Grimes kicking it off. Kicking the PATs, playing quarterback, throwing touchdown passes. And now you'll do the pleasure of the kickoff. And it's a high end over end kick that comes down to the post at the 10-yard line, 15, up to about the 25-yard line, where the fishermen have just under a minute to get things rolling.
Well, I have my innocuous score of the evening, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
It is Wyndham 8, Falmouth nothing.
I thought it was that 60-0 score.
Nah.
That sounded pretty innocuous.
No.
25.
This is Wyndham 8, Falmouth nothing, courtesy of Jim Coffey, the AD at Falmouth High School.
This is in Maine.
In Maine.
Yes.
Jim was a
good guy.
Jim is a great guy. He did a great job as the AD at Beverly for a number of years. And when he had the opportunity to go home to Maine, he took it.
Gloucester spreads the field. Way back to pass. And it is a short pass.
Oh.
And the receiver slips. That was a DeCoste from Carey. And they lose big yards.
Yeah, he went to plant his right foot, and he lost his traction, and the knee hit, and that was the end of that play.
17-yard line. So they lose 8. And that was just a short pass in the backfield that just blew up when the receiver slipped and fell. So it's second down and 18. With the clock running, Gloucester and Salem neither making any motion to stop the clock at this point. 14 seconds. Gucciardi in motion, gets the handoff, trying to sweep to the right, cuts the corner, and gets maybe three back, and that's going to probably end the half. Clock is still moving.
2 seconds.
And now it stops. So somebody called timeout with the ball out to the 25. No, 22. 5-yard gain.
Two seconds
left. Three receivers on the near side. One out to the right. One man in the backfield with the quarterback for Gloucester. Gets the snap. Fake pump fakes, now lets it go, shooting all the way downfield, and it's caught, and out of bounds at the 40-yard line of Salem, but the clock is going to run out. Whitfelt, beautiful over-the-shoulder catch, but time runs out. Ball goes to the Salem 43-yard line. So 28 and 6, 32 yards for Knott. In the half.
I think Dan is looking for the official to put a couple of ticks back on the clock.
Oh, there's a penalty.
Can't end on a defensive penalty.
Whoa. Penalty on Salem. Man, the ball goes all the way down to the Salem 26-yard line. Whoa. So the half cannot end. So that's about an 18-yard gain on the penalty. Now Gloucester will take a timeout. So the fishermen have one more shot here at the end of the first half. And again, at the half, we'll be checking in on Bill Newell and Top Eastern Massachusetts football lineups of the week. Weekly podcast with the Boston Herald's Danny Ventura. And you must check out North Shore Today, a daily news magazine here on MSO featuring news updates, community notes, photos, sports, and much more information every single day. Well, let's make it every weekday. So it's 14-0. Salem scoring in its first possession back in the first quarter. A pass from Grimes to Abood. And then Ozuna, 4-yard touchdown run here in the second half, late in the half. Gloucester now, having started this drive at their own 25-yard line, And now 5 plays later, they're at the Salem 26. There's no time left on the clock, but there was a penalty on the defense, so we get one more play.
No time remaining. Defensive penalty after 32.
Gloucester breaks the huddle from the near side, and they go right up to the line of scrimmage. Salem coming over now to deploy on defense. So now it's an empty backfield. Grimes all by himself. Let's see if Salem brings the house. They don't. Grimes is going to fire it long, deep, headed to the right end corner of the end zone, intercepted back at the 1 yard line, to 10, to the 15, to the 20, out to the 30, cutting it back toward the numbers, still running, and it's going to be stopped finally at the 36 yard line. Interception by Shane Field.
Yeah, that ball just needed a little bit more air underneath it because it would have been a completion, but it just didn't have enough air underneath it, and the defender was able to leap up and make the interception.
More pushing and shoving going on after the play, but now the teams are headed to their respective places to go at halftime, wherever that is. I don't know if it's the locker room or behind the stadium or where it is after COVID. But anyway, score is 14-0. Salem will recap that scoring for you in just a minute. You're listening to the Game of the Week, Salem and Gloucester, here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore with great local sports coverage. Live play-by-play football, Monday night sports night show, the game night football show, feature spotlight interviews with coaches and players, the Salem News Sports Writers Podcast, and joining us this fall, Nick and Nick in the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. The place to hear and see positive local coverage, making connections that support the North Shore.
Well, at the half, it's 14-0, Salem leading Gloucester, as Salem scored on its very first possession of the ball game. They put together, let's see, it was a six or seven play possession. I'll have to check with Nick because we missed a little bit of that. Looks to me like it was 6 plays covering, 44 yards, with a 42-yard catch and run pass from Corey Grimes to Logan Abood for Salem, and that put them out in front 7-0 with 7.5 minutes left to play first half. And then, late in the first half, with only 1 minute and 2 seconds left in the half, it was a long pass play that covered, 24 yards? 28 yards, I'm sorry. From Grimes. To a boot again. That set up Salem first and goal from the 4 yard line of Gloucester. And it was Ozuna carrying it in for the touchdown, just a run play off the left side. So that's where it stands right now, 14-0. And by the way, Corey Grimes also put both PATs on the board for the Salem Witches. Try to compile what stats we can here during halftime, and I want you to pay attention at halftime as Bill Newell hosts this special edition with Danny V of the Boston Herald. So there it is. It's 14-0 Salem at the half. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and Bill Newell anchoring things at Scoreboard Central over the weekend, plus reporting on the Peabody Marblehead game tonight.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Joined by Dan Ventura for the Boston Herald. Danny, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure, Bill.
Let's get right to it, Bob. But let's talk first about a couple of notes from last week.
Let me know when I can talk.
Share with us what were the big stories from last weekend's high school football before we get to look into this week. What are your takeaways?
Well, the one that really
Again, I want to talk about this week's games, but historically, Danny, you're telling me before we started that there's a big coaching matchups or coaching matchups this week.
Yeah, you get two guys who actually are very close friends off the field, Stoneham's Bob Almeida and Shaheen's Al Costerville. They're both going for their 200th win Friday night. Shaheen is playing at Greater Lawrence, and Stoneham is playing at Wakefield. And, you know, certainly, you know, I think that I have to check the number, but I think you're probably looking at no more than 50 to 60 coaches in state history who've done it. So it's, you know, it's quite an impressive milestone if they were both to achieve it that night, Friday night.
Yeah. You know, my path has crossed with both of those guys over the years. Al Costerville maybe many few years ago, but boy, you kind of like, if you have the term football coach and you put a pitcher next to it, one of those guys would fit right in. They're classic football coaches, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're certainly old school guys, and they take pride in the fact that they are old school guys. They you know, some of these guys, they're offended by it at times because it makes it seem like, you know, they're a little outdated. But these two guys, they make no bones about it. They're proud of the fact that they're old school. Yet they both have been able to change with the time. So while their philosophies tend to be old school, They still relate to the younger kids, and you know, the results speak for themselves. But both of them have been very successful, and you know, that's the bottom line right there for them.
Using your expertise, Danny, I want you to tell me a little bit more about a Merrimack Valley matchup where you got Andover going up against Central Catholic this weekend.
Well, it's certainly a huge. I mean, Andover's undefeated. They really, haven't been challenged. And, you know, they're going to certainly be challenged this week against a team that, you know, everyone feels if you're going to win the Merrimack Valley Large, you've got to go through Central Catholic. So it'll be an interesting test to see, you know, how far along Andover's become. They have pointed to this year. They were very young last year. pretty much the whole team back. And it'll be interesting to see how, you know, it's certainly a barometer game for Andover.
I obviously love your expertise away from the North Shore to share that with our listeners. But here on the North Shore, on Friday night, you have Bishop Fenwick and St. Mary's Catholic Central League matchup. And that looks like a huge game.
I mean, I'm impressed with St. Mary's. You know, they played Bishop Fian last week, and I thought Bishop Fian had a shot to win that game. But, you know, you don't bet against Dave Brown. You know, you get the ball in his hands, good things happen, and he returned the punt 75 yards for the game winner. So, I mean, certainly a great win for St. Mary's. Fenwick, they just see, you know, every year you say, well, this is the year that, you know, Dave is going to take his hits here. You know, they lost a lot of guys. Yet you look at them, you know, year after year, you know, his team's always in the hunt.
No, exactly. And I got to ask you about this one here, the Northeast Conference matchup this Friday night with Marblehead playing host to Peabody. Peabody just seems to get stronger and stronger each week. Now at 3-0, Marblehead with a 23-game unbeaten streak. They're also at 3-0. And this looks like a great NEC matchup, maybe the biggest one Marblehead's faced in the conference in a while.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Peabody, you know, it's not 23, but Peabody's got their own 9-game winning streak, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in Eastern Mass, I think it might be third or fourth overall. I think they'd be just behind Catholic Marblehead, Catholic Memorial, and Pingree. And I think Peabody is fourth. So obviously, you know, being the genius that I am, I can predict that someone's streak will end Friday night. That's as far as I can go there, though.
Man.
But as far as Peabody, it'll be very interesting to see, you know, how Shea Lynch attacks the Marblehead defense. Because he certainly has had his way so far. But, I mean, I think it's safe to say that the Marblehead defense will be the biggest challenge Peabody has faced to date.
Exactly. And I'll be fascinated to see, you know, the approach, as you point out. I think what you said makes a lot of sense, is that Lynch can attack you different ways, but it'll be interesting to see what Marblehead, you know, how they attack him, to be quite honest with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about St. Mary's with Dave Brown. Marblehead's got their own version in Connor Cronin. I mean, he seems like one of these guys that could probably do anything on the field. You know, they play him in a variety of different positions, and he excels at all of them. He's just, I mean, I guess the only way to describe him is the ultimate winner.
Well said. Hey, Dan, anything else you want to share with us about this weekend's high school football around Eastern Mass?
No, I think you're looking at, you know, we're almost at the midway point of the season, where it's just flying by with this 8-game schedule. And you look at, you know, this is going to be the week where a lot of the team, you know, you had talked about Peabody Marblehead, we talked about Andover Central. This is where, you know, you're going to start getting into league play. And I think in the next 2 weeks, you'll find out who the pretenders are and who the contenders are.
You know, Dan, I'm thinking when we get into league play, that's time for pumpkin spiced donuts or coffee or whatever. I think we're really into that season right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the first time this year I had to close the windows last night. It was pretty nippy.
Exactly. All right. Well, I'm going to try the cider donut for sure very soon here. All right. Well, Dan, always good talking with you.
We can discuss that next time.
You got it. I'll let you know. All right. There
okay.
you Dan Ventura with us from the Boston Herald. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsports.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, we're joined now by Dan O'Connor, Gloucester High School football coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Doing well, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Tell me a little bit about this most recent game out in Weston, because it looks like it's a game you coulda, shoulda, woulda, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we were in it the whole way. You know, defense and special teams really carried us and had a two-point lead thanks to a blocked punt safety. Till about the 4-minute mark when Weston got the ball back and were able to put together a good drive. You know, we had guys in the spot. You know, they picked up a chunk yardage on a screen play that we had a defensive end who sniffed it out, you know, really well. And I was in a great spot to make the play and just had the ball inches away from his hands to knock down the pass. But, you know, it was a tough one. And, you know, a close game that our kids are learning how to compete in those and working hard to turn some of these close losses into close wins.
Well, tough night offensively. Brag a little bit about somebody on the line, either on offense or defense, who you saw did pretty good for you.
Yeah, no, I thought Christian Howell played well. Brian Swain played well on the line. You know, Frank DeSisto ran hard for the first quarter of the game. He ended up having to leave with an injury, which really kind of stalemated us for the rest of the game after that. Nico Thomas, I thought, came in, stepped in, played the back when Frank had to come out. And, you know, Nico ran hard, scored his first varsity touchdown Friday night. But, you know, it was a tough one offensively to sustain anything and get a lot going. But we're back at it today or this week to hopefully rectify that.
What's the plan this week, Coach? Because I've talked to a few coaches who said they're still trying to either get past the simple mistakes you're making earlier in the season, or the kids have lost a tad focus because you've been at it so long since, you know, middle of August. So what's the focus for your team this week?
You know, it comes down to the same thing that we've been trying to work on, is just improve ourselves and not worry so much about what our opponents are doing. And this week at Salem, you know, we got to play our game. You know, when we watch film, when we do things right, we're moving the ball. When we do things right defensively, we're stopping the ball. We just got to build consistency in that and continue to do more of those plus plays offensively and defensively.
Is there anybody who's pushed you around? Because what you're describing here as a coach is something that, okay, it's correctable. We just have to pay attention to this stuff and do it, angles and all that kind of stuff. If someone's bigger, better, and as good as you are, but they're bigger and better, that's tough to overcome.
Yeah, we haven't had that yet. You know, we got a good football team. You know, we got good football players on that team, and it's just a matter, again, for them is to focus on mechanics and focus on the little things.
Okay. Well, how about Salem? They're coming in at 3-0. They've scored 94, given up 26. You guys have scored 71, given up 50. No common opponents, I presume, to go by, but you've probably studied a little bit of Salem's digital stuff. So what do you think? What do you face from them?
They're a good team. You know, Corey Grimes, the quarterback, is a 3-year starter for them. He's a really good football player, and they got skill guys up front, or skill guys on the offensive side of the ball that are dangerous. You know, and Coach Bouchard's, you know, done a great job turning that program around from where they were the last couple years ago to where they are now. And we're looking forward to a good game here Friday night.
All right, and if you have some parts to replace, have you got guys chomping at the bit to get in there?
They're ready to go. You know, this is one thing about this team. Even when we got back Friday night, they were looking forward to the next one. So they know we got to put the last week behind us, make the corrections to the mistakes we had, and get after it a little bit.
Okay, home game. Do I have that right? 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Home game, 7 o'clock here at Newell. Yep.
Looking forward to it. Kearns and I will be there. So good luck, Coach.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye bye. That is Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. Right, obviously, that was a interview we did earlier in the week, and Nick informs me I've had things screwed up. Sharsheenan's not playing Stoneham tonight, but each coach was going after their 200th win. Sharsheen did win tonight, and Stoneham did not. So I apologize for screwing that up. As just more of the same tonight. Thanks to Nick Kukru, we've got some statistics to run by you, with Salem leading 14-0 at the half. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Poposky. Bill Newell at Piper Field over at Marblehead, reporting on the Peabody Marblehead game, and he'll have post comments that'll be up on the website after the game as well. For Salem, we mentioned their touchdowns before we broke to the half. As, it was Grimes to Abood, 42-yard touchdown catch and run, and Ozuna with a 4-yard touchdown run, about 1 minute and 2 seconds left to go in the half. And Salem has 179 yards of total offense, Gloucester 136. For Salem, their offense, it's Grimes is 6 out of 10 for 133 of their 179 yards. Abood has 2 catches for 70 yards. Rocco Ryan, 2 catches, 452 yards. On the other side, Frank DeSisto has carried the ball 8 times for 37 yards for Gloucester. And quarterback carry is 5 out of 9 for 51 yards. But, of course, the big disappointment was when Gloucester was threatening to tie this game early on, and a bad snap resulted in their losing the ball, and they have not gotten into the end zone yet. 14-0 is where we are at the moment. So we're just about ready to start the second half, as both teams kind of loosening up on their respective sidelines. And again, big games this weekend. St. Mary's, Bishop Fenwick, both 3-0. Stoneham and Shawsheen each looking for win number 200 for its coach. Shawsheen got it. Peabody at Marblehead, two big winning streaks on the line. We do have a live broadcast every Monday night on MSO at 7 p.m. North Shore Sports Night with myself and Tim Kearns. Lots and lots of scores this weekend to check out on the website. Salem will be traveling to Saugus next week on Friday evening, 6:30 start. Gloucester will be home against Winthrop. Winthrop leading Danvers. Last score we had, what was it, by 7, Nick? 27? What was it? Okay. Say it again.
22-13.
They can hear you better at home. I can't hear this here. 22-13, Winthrop leading Danvers last time we checked. So, as we get ready for the kickoff here in the second half, Salem will be receiving the ball. Cam Widfelt will be kicking it off for Gloucester. He drops back to his 30-yard line, walking back and forth. Now he runs up to the ball, right foot into it. Short kick, hits at the 30-yard line, rolls to about the 22, picked up there by Witches. Got a lane out to the 35-yard line for Salem. That was Ozuna with a return. So here we go, first and 10 for Salem, leading 14-0. And they'll put it right at the 35, 5 seconds off the clock as we play 12-minute periods. Each team with 3 timeouts per half. Salem starting at their own 35. They have Jaden Benson, William Cuevas, Alex Rodriguez, Alfred Ferrioli, and TJ McCarthy up front. Quarterback is Corey Himes. 8 touchdown passes so far this season. He is back at his 29-yard line with a running back with him, ball in the near hash mark, and Salem now moving from left to right. It is a run play to Ozuna, going to sweep outside, and can't cut the corner. Might have lost a yard to the 34. Almost a yard gain, not quite, so we'll give him a yard. It is second and 9. Devontae Ozuna coming in with 3 touchdowns. He now has 4 in the season. 6'9", 190-pound junior, averaging 8.5 yards per carry through the first 3 games. So it's 2nd and 9. 3 receivers to the near side with the ball on the far hash mark. Gloucester with 4 down linemen and 3 linebackers all bunched up together. It is kept on the ground. Ozuna breaks a tackle, blasts out on the left side, gets close to the 45. All right, it's at the 44. They need to get just over the 45. Just underway. Second half, more scores coming in as Tim is glued to the scoreboard here.
Well, it's all going. Did you mention the Danvers Marblehead score, Rick?
Danvers Marblehead?
34-7.
Danvers Winthrop? Or Peabody Marblehead?
Peabody Marblehead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Peabody Marblehead, 34-7.
Wow.
They scored when a pass was deflected by Marblehead, but it went to another Peabody receiver, and he took it 56 yards to the house. You know it's your night when those things happen.
You know it. All right, Ozuna got it to the 45, which would be a first down, methinks, but there was a penalty marker after that. So everything has come to a crashing stop here. The far yard marker has the ball spotted short of the first down, but we don't know what the penalty is yet.
Jay Lynch is 17 of 33 for 253 yards and 3 touchdowns for Peabody. Okay, he's having a good night.
Well, this is a personal foul. It'll be stepped off against Salem.
That's their second or third
yeah.
personal foul tonight. Playing, despite being ahead, they're playing a little undisciplined. We have a St. Mary's score. St. Mary's is leading Bishop Fenwick in a battle of the undefeateds in the Catholic Conference. They're up 7-0.
All right, there's another discussion. We have the clock stop now. Familiar refrain this year in high school football. It'll be stepped off in Salem, bringing it back to the 31-yard line. So it's a net 14-yard loss. Back at the 31, they still have to get it to the 41. So it is a first and 10. Penalty called after the first down was established. Bullet pass out to the 50-yard line. And there's the first down. Whoa. On the receiving end, Rocco Ryan from Grimes. Mercy. Quick first down. Covering 19 yards.
That was a bullet.
Yes, sir. They get the first down. The 18-yard gain. And for Grimes, he now has 151 yards in the air. 7 for 11 for 151.
Surprise here. Catholic Memorial, 21. Hendrickson, 6.
First and 10, Salem. Beginning to start to take this game really over, leading 14-0. Gloucester has not gotten any closer than the 8-yard line. Here's some pressure on Grimes. He's going to be wrapped up at the 40-yard line.
Good discipline by Gloucester. They had two defensive plays. Had him wrapped up. And when they heard the whistle, they simply stopped and let go of him. In the past, we've seen instances where players have a quarterback wrapped up and they'll throw him to the ground and, yeah, they'll get the loss, but then they give up the penalty yards.
Well, Nick Koros was the primary tackler on that one, rushing in. Looked like he was coming in from the left end. So it's second down and 18 from the 31-yard line for Salem, leading 14-0, 8:43 left to go. Third quarter. Salem running its sixth play of this series. And bowling out for substantial yardage. Out to the, let's see, where is it, 47-yard line. That was Ozuna. He's been a workhorse tonight.
Everett is leading BC High 14-8.
And at the 47. It's about a 6-yard gain. Third down for Salem. Let me see where the yard marker is. They've got to get it down to the 41-yard line. Clock moving at the 8-minute mark. Third down, about 13 to go for Salem. In the middle of the field. Grimes rolls to his right. Pitches, fires it to the right. Short gain to the 49.
Good coverage there by number 27, Gucciardi.
We finally got to mention Albert Pujols, who caught that ball and got it to the 49. 2-yard gain.
Grimes has been throwing the football. They're at midfield. You may want to take a chance with one for it. Rep two scores.
So Grimes, who kicks the PATs, he kicks off, and now he will punt, presumably. Whitfelt, it looks like he's back at his 15-yard line to receive for Gloucester. Grimes will get it away from Vault to 40. Low snap, but a high, high kick that Gloucester's just going to let bounce and roll. And they get a favorable roll, hit about the 21 and roll back down to the, out to the 24.
Yeah, they want to thank the Salem coverage there because they backed away from it as it bounced back up the field. They gave him an extra 5 yards. All right, a couple of updates along the way here. We haven't seen anything more about St. John's Prep, but they were leading 24-0. Winthrop still over Danvers, 22-13. Peabody over Marblehead, 34-7. St. Mary's just scored again to make it 14-0 over Bishop Fenwick. Still 3-0 Linfield. Manchester Essex has scored to make it 34-7 over Essex Tech. The Classical score was a final, 30-6. And more locally, Wakefield has defeated Stoneham 28-6.
Gucciardi in the slot near side for Gloucester from their own 25-yard line, trailing 14-0. They put a man in motion, but it's that counterplay that goes off right tackle and gets nothing. I presume that's the coast. What is Sisto? So, no gain, and Gloucester needs to get some momentum going here on offense, as we're halfway through the third quarter already. I can't see that. It's too small. You can say, or not.
All right, you know Rich Francis, Phil.
Second down and 10 for Gloucester, trailing 14-0, as we've said many times.
If you have a response, let me know.
On a second and 10, again, man in motion. This time he'll sweep to the left. Cuts it outside after about a two-yard gain, dropped right there at the 27 or 28. That was Caleb DeCoste. So give him three. And now it's third down and 7. For Salem, they've got Alex Rodriguez, Elon Vasquez, and Julian Ortiz up front. Linebackers Devontae Ozuna, Shane Field, Logan Abood, and Corey Grimes. And in the backfield, Rocco Ryan and Pujols. Third and 7 for Gloucester at their 28. Gucciardi is in motion from left to right. Back to pass is Grimes. Shoots it, it's deflected, and that's it. Fourth down for Gloucester.
Now, the one thing we haven't seen tonight, Rick, from Grimes is him run the ball. He's chosen to stay in the pocket and sling it around the field, which he's done with a fair degree of
success. I'm calling it Grimes, but that's Nick Carey in Gloucester. That's all.
Oh, yeah,
Nick
but
Carey.
I'm talking about
right.
Grimes from...
Yeah, but I just called the wrong car. It's Nick Carey who just threw the incompletion.
Well, it's an eight thing, Rick, so you know, we understand.
Yeah, you'd think it would have gotten over that by now at my age. So it was Nick Carey with the incompletion, not Corey Grimes. And Gloucester must punt 4th and 7. And the punter is Jalen Severino.
Yeah, gonna need a
long
good
snapper, Anthony Russo. Uh-oh, it's blocked.
Yeah.
And they're going to pick it up and ramble toward the end zone. And out at the 1-yard line. It was picked up by Devontae Ozuna. And he gets it down to the Gloucester 2.
Mr. Everything for Salem tonight. Knocked out of bounds by John Gucciardi. He just was not going to allow him to score when it looked like he was going to lean in. And Gucciardi came by and just blasted him and put him out at the 1-yard line.
Well, it's just outside the one. It's going to be a long one. But, man, that could put the icing on the cake early in this. Well, still in the third quarter. We've got 5:10 left to go in the third. Ball just inside the 2. So it's a first and goal for Salem. Now we can talk about Corey Grimes and his not running tonight. Coming into the game, he had 352 yards in the air, and he's pushing 200 right now in the air for this game. 151 so far. So Grimes has Ozuna in the backfield with him, with two receivers off to the right. Field in motion. High snap. Gives to Ozuna. And he's driven backwards. Did not get in.
Now that high snap just took some of the steam out of that play. He got a late break into the center of the Gloucester defense, who had rallied to him and dropped him for a couple yard loss.
Yeah. Second and goal from the 4-yard line. Clock moving, 14-0. Scoring in the first half, Grimes to Abood, 42-yard pass play, and then Ozuna from 4 yards out. And that's it. And Grimes adding both PATs. Once again, he has Ozuna off to his left in the backfield, in the shotgun. Rolling to his left, Grimes, he's got a man open, and it's a touchdown.
Yeah, Glossa had some coverage out there, but
Rock Orion.
Grimes did a great job of leading the receiver to the far sideline and out of reach of the Glossa defender.
Wow, Rock Orion makes it 20 to 0 now. Pass from Grimes, his second touchdown pass of the day. Salem goes up 20-0. And that is a short touchdown drive, two plays, and 1 yard. Even though the touchdown was 4 yards out. And this is blocked. So the score stays at 20. But Grimes gets his second touchdown pass of the evening. This time it's to Rock Orion. And it's officially a 1 yard touchdown pass. So let's see, two plays in 1 yard, but it's now 20 to 0. Salem leading in this one. Don't forget to check out Panther Preview weekly with Beverly High School football coach Jeff Hutton. Hosted by Jim Kearns.
No, brought to you by Gloria Food brings you the Panther Preview.
Okay. That works too.
Where are we here? We are, where's St. Mary? Here it is. Okay.
So Salem now 20 to 0. Up in this one.
Rich said he's doing a great job. He's such a dog.
You know I'm right here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I can hear you. I don't know what you, I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, this is a good long high kickoff coming down to the 7 yard line. Backing up is the coast. He heads it up the middle to the 15-20 and out to the 25, across the 30, still moving. Out to the 30. So it'll be first and 10. Gloucester now down 3 scores. As the ball is going to be put
you.
Right at the 31.
Such a jerk. Who's posting? Francis.
First and 10, ball at the 31 for Gloucester. Last time, three plays and a blocked punt. As they managed only 3 yards in their last possession. Starting the second half. 4:11 left to go. In the ball game. Quick handoff on the sweep to the right. The coast cuts the corner, goes up to the middle, gets yardage across the 40. Looks like he's got the first down to the 42, maybe. And that's where they put it, right at the 42. So he gets 11 yards. That may be the longest play from scrimmage for Gloucester on the ground tonight. They did manage to get 136 yards of offense in that first half. But couldn't get on the scoreboard. Now it's first and 10 from their 42, all midway between the hash mark. Empty backfield once again for Corey Grimes. They're going to send a coast in motion, but Carey will keep it across the 45, 50, 45, down to the 40-yard line. Nick Carey with the keeper that time and gets it to the 39-yard line of Salem. Put it right at the 40, so 18-yard gain. So that's the biggest play from scrimmage, I do believe, in terms of ground game. They did pick up a 32-yard pass play earlier.
You know, that 136 yards you mentioned in the first half was more than they had in the entire game last week against mm-hmm. Wentzville. They only had 99 yards.
Good point.
So they are moving it more effectively. And again, they're getting most of those yards up the middle still.
Put the coast in motion again. Fake keep, but he gets the ball. He does sweep the end, and he gets it inside the 35, near the 30.
Yeah, but he's cutting up behind the tackle. The tackle's crashing down and sealing the corner, and they're just turning the edge. That's all they're doing. They're not trying to get further outside where the pursuit can get, and they're cutting actually underneath the linebacker and the corner pursuit.
It's the same looking play as it was when Carey picked up the big yardage a minute ago, and Carey carried out the fake like he was going to run with it after handing it off. So it's second and one at the Salem 31-yard line. Gloucester with a must situation here to get on the scoreboard trailing. This time they put the coast in motion. It's a pitch forward, so actually it's a forward pass. And I think he caught it, right? The coast caught it. Yeah, so it should be a first down. That was an underhanded forward pass. Yep, they got four.
And the Peabody machine just keeps on rolling. They are now ahead of Marblehead, 40-7, with almost 4 minutes to go.
Wow. All good things must end. All right, so it's timeout for Salem at the two-minute mark here in the third quarter. We'll take a break, and it is 20-0 with
I think, yeah,
Salem
23.
Leading.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore. A real local news and sports podcast giving you updates from around Essex County. Spotlight feature interviews with area newsmakers. The North Shore Today Post features community updates and local photos and useful links. This is the place to hear and see positive local coverage, making the connections that support the North Shore community.
First and 10, Gloucester at the Salem 28-yard line. Nick Carey back in the shotgun. Two running backs with him. Long count, putting Woodfelt in motion from left to right. Hand off to the first back up the middle, goes off to the right side and gets down inside the 25. Still moving the pile, close to the 20. Is that the coast, Nick? Oh, no. Yeah. The Sisto. Who's coming off a little gingerly to the near side. Didn't get the first down, but did get seven. Minute and a half left to go, third quarter. And Gloucester, certainly with its best drive since the time they got down to the Salem 8 and the thing fell apart. This drive started at their own 31. This will be the sixth play of this series. Carey under center with man in motion. Carey keeps it, fakes the handoff. He gets, well, I don't know. Looked like he might have got the first down, but I keep forgetting that he's back on the shotgun. You got 5 yards just to get back to the line of scrimmage. Let's see where they put the ball. Well, they get it. Okay. Looks like it's at the 12. Well, 17, excuse me. So Nick Carey doing the work here on this drive, gets the first down, 4 yard gain, 34 seconds left to go in the third, but Gloucester's got a drive going here. Split receivers out to the left, one to the left, two to the right. Carey hands off to the coast. He doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage. I think that'll be the end of the third quarter as well. Bring it back to the 18-yard line. 8 seconds left to go, and I don't think Gloucester's going to hurry up to the line of scrimmage. They are not. So we'll take a break, and after three, the score remains Salem 20 and Gloucester 0 in our game of the week here on MSO New Sports. We'll be back.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore with great local sports coverage. Live play-by-play football, Monday night sports night show, the game night football show. Feature spotlight interviews with coaches and players. The Salem News Sports Writers Podcast. And joining us this fall, Nick and Nick in the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. The place to hear and see positive local coverage, making connections that support the North Shore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, the Salem Witchers got 15 yards of total offense in that third quarter, but still managed to extend the lead. So they lead 20-0 as we enter the fourth, but Gloucester's knocking on the door. They have a second and 11 from their own, from the Salem 18-yard line. Again, empty backfield, twins to the left, twins to the right. Going to send Gucciardi in motion, looking to his left is Carey. He's going to step up and run with it, and he's going to pound down inside the 15.
Yeah, he's going to be a couple yards short of a first down there, Rick.
Look at the 12, so he gets another six, and it's the running of Nick Carey that has sustained this drive, Coach.
Well, I think they had some success in the third quarter with the running backs behind them, that they're sort of keying on those guys, and mm-hmm. Carey's just taking advantage of holes that are in front of them and exploiting them. We've got a couple of finals rolling around here. We've got Winthrop over Danvers, 22-13 to send Danvers to a 1-3 record.
Wow.
And again, Marblehead defeated by Danvers, ending their 23-game winning streak, 40-7, the most definitive win by Peabody.
I'd say that's a statement.
Yes.
All right, this is a pitch to the left to DeCoste. He turns the corner, and...
Yeah, I didn't think that he was going to get anything, and suddenly he saw a gap that I couldn't see from here, and he slid forward, and he got enough for the first down. So this is the deepest penetration of the game.
Not there yet.
No, I'm not saying it's the deepest penetration.
But not the first down.
Really?
It's still, yep, fourth down.
Wow, I thought he had enough there.
Well, they're indicating fourth down in inches, I would say. So, here we go again. Gloucester up to the line of scrimmage, trailing 20-0 early in the fourth quarter. This is a goal line formation. Now Salem will call a timeout. Second of the half for Salem.
And just a reminder, Classical beat Medford 32-6 earlier this evening. Wakefield beat Stoneham 28-6. And that's what we have for absolute finals. So, and as we see the games are finalized, we'll give you updates.
Well, yeah, and this one it's 20-0 again.
All yeah, Salem. Again, you know, Gloucester's had offense between the 20s, but that doesn't give you any points.
And now they got a fourth down and short.
Yeah, they've really got to get a good surge in that middle of that offensive line. And that's the challenge when you go up against a beefy defensive line. You're going to have the linebackers coming in and filling any kind of a gap.
Yeah, I got that. I got another one. This is all going to happen.
Gloucester breaks the huddle on the sideline with Coach O'Connor. They head way out to the far side hash mark, just outside the 6-yard line. They need to get it to the 6 for the first down. Tight formation, Carey under center. He's barking, quarterback sneak, line surge. From here, it sure looks like he got it.
That should be a first down. First and goal, Gloucester.
But wait, let's find out. There's no signal. All right, so they do get the first down. Boy, it's hard to see where it is. Gary Stanton, our PA announcer, is saying it's at the Salem 6. So now it's first and goal from the 6. They had a first and goal
now,
from the 8.
Now ball security becomes more important than ever with an opportunity to get on the board and cut the deficit.
Back in the shotgun. Actually, it's a pistol. And it was a handoff. The coast slanting out to the left. Nah, I don't know if he got much, if anything.
Yeah, he may have gotten to the 5.
May have gained 1 yard on that play.
Yeah, that's where they put it.
He was buried by the left side of that line.
12th play of this drive. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Carey hands off again I would think, to DeCoste going from left to right, or mm-hmm. or is it DeSisto? It's DeSisto.
A couple more.
DeSisto.
At the four?
At
the four, so third and goal from about the four. 9 minutes, clock still moving. They did a hurry up for two plays, now they're back in the huddle. Salem with everybody up on the line of scrimmage, of course. DeSisto in the backfield with Carey. Fake, handoff, pass to the right, intercepted, and dropped. And I think that was Shane Field, who was right in his breadbasket. Breaking up the play. No, it was 25, not 35. That's Jesse Round.
Interesting, interesting call.
Fourth down now, and goal from the four. Well, this will be the 14th play of this drive. And the last play, unless there's a penalty. Empty backfield for Grimes. Going to run with the coach or what? All right. There's the fake handoff. He goes right up the middle, and he scores. First touchdown of the night for Gloucester. They got the lead to 20-6.
Good job. That was definitive. That was just get the ball and go. And he basically just ran between the defenders.
Well, again, with the coast coming around, it would look like that jet sweep again. He faked the handoff and just walked right up the middle.
Now, again, the defense was flowing from right to left, and he got it, and he was just decisive. He got it, and he went. And the defensive line linebackers, because they had already taken their first steps, couldn't react quick enough to his sprint up the middle, and he went in untouched.
14 plays, 69 yards, 4-yard touchdown. They're going to go for two with the receivers left to right, empty backfield once again.
Do it again.
No, I think that's the idea from the other side. It is the same play, only from the other side. And I think he was stopped at the goal line.
The scrum is going to be short.
He was stopped at the goal line. Yep, that's it. So the two-point attempt fails, but Gloucester has scored. It's now 20-6 with 8.5 left to go in this ball game.
Again, there was a bit of a hesitation on that move, it seemed, and that allowed the defense to slow down as opposed to on the touchdown. He took it, and he was gone.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back to... this ball game, it's the game of the week. Salem 20, Gloucester 6. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, it's a short kick that Salem recovers. Now there's some bumping and pushing after the play, but no penalties. But Salem gets the ball in great field position at their own 44-yard line. Gloucester up over 200 yards of offense in this game, having just scored. This series will start for Salem at the 44. 8:27 left to go in this one. 20-7. Salem. Now let's see if they try to grind it out. Corey Grimes, 6'3", 245. Not doing any running in this game. Devontae Ozuna doing most of the heavy lifting here on the ground. And he'll do it again from left to right. Cuts it back up the middle, across the 50, close to the first down at the 43 of Gloucester.
He has a great cut step. He gets a couple yards beyond the line of scrimmage, and as the linebackers and the secondary come up, he just plants that right foot, and he cuts back into the middle of the field, and he gains an extra 4 or 5 yards.
Is that the 47? Second down and a long two. Ball in the middle of the G, in the middle of the field, which is moving from right to left. Grimes will hand it off to them. Running back who goes from right to left, maybe a half a yard, maybe a yard. Ozuna once again. Oh, right at the 47, half a yard he gained. So, it'll be third down, still two to go for the first down. Partly cloudy here on the waterfront. Temperature 54 degrees, no wind to speak of at all. Beautiful evening. And again, not the big crowds we've been seeing at our other venues, but pretty good turnout. A lot of Salem folk here inside the 7 minute mark. High snap. Ball is on the ground. Gloucester may have recovered. Back at the 45 yard line. And
they come out of the bio with it. Let's see what the referee
says. Yeah, but there's no
said.
Indication. Now there's a penalty. So Gloucester thinks they have the ball. Salem thinks Gloucester has the ball. But then there's another penalty marker thrown once again after the play had finished. So the referee is standing right at the Salem 44-yard line. Gloucester's offense is on the field. And Salem's defense is on the field, so that would be an indication. Penalty will be stepped off against Gloucester this time. Unsportsmanlike conduct against the fisherman goes back to the Gloucester 39, and stuff like that will kill you.
Oh,
you get a really good break all the way down to the Salem 44, and now you end up at your own 39.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest things. You know, we see it all the way up through college and pros of controlling your emotions, especially in those moments. You know, you just can't. You just have to think: is it worth doing this? And it's just a flash of emotion.
Long grinding drive by the fishermen last time they had the ball, covering 14 plays. Now they've got to try to score a little bit quicker than that. So Carey is back to pass in the right side. He's got the completion to the 50-yard line to Caleb DeCoste. That was a precision play.
Into Salem territory, down to Salem 49-yard line.
It's Salem territory at the 49.
Yeah, they do put it at the Salem 49. So that's a 12-yard gain and the first down. That was quick. So fishermen need more of that. Of course, Salem just needs to get the ball back, and they can pretty much run this thing out with the 14-point lead. Gary's going to hand off to Caleb on the end around this time, and he'll to Coast, yes, and he'll break tackles, going down the sideline, 30, 20, and knocked out of bounds inside the 20.
That's good, out of bounds, stops the clock.
Well, I thought he was stopped there for about a 3-yard gain. All of a sudden, he just left everybody else behind him, but a good defensive stop by a Salem defender didn't get his number, who knocked him out of bounds, caught up with him. Goes to the Salem 18. At the 19-yard line.
Well, now you get Salem players in the field starting to think. Okay, they turned the ball over. Gloucester helped them out by taking the penalty, but two big plays by Gloucester have got them down in the red zone.
All right, this time is carry back to pass, same play, out of bounds, incomplete, intended for DeCoste at about the 11.
Just a little too far ahead of DeCoste. He had him open on the sideline route. He could have laid it in there.
And that will stop the clock. 20-6, Salem, 5:45 left to go in the ball game. So Salem, as we said here, let me just go over this. 14-15. 18 yards in the second half for Salem on offense. Second and 10 for Gloucester at the 19 of Salem after the turnover. Gucciardi gets the handoff, running in motion from right to left. He cuts the corner, still carrying tacklers forward inside the 15, maybe to the 10.
Good determined run by Gucciardi there. He managed to get to the corner and just drove forward. Kept the legs going, didn't let the defender change his momentum until they gang-tackled him.
Right at the 10, so I think they've got to gain one more to get that first down. Third and one. 5.5 left to go.
5:25 left in the game. Very interesting ball game.
We got a man in motion from left to right. Fake. Hand off. Carey keeps it. Powering forward. Maybe inside the five. First down.
Well, Coach O'Connor has found his red zone offense. Let Carey take it and go straight forward.
First and goal from the five. It's been a different half since the second possession of this half of the Gloucester Fishermen. Different game. They're playing with confidence. They're playing crisp right now. Under center this time. Carey, handoff. And again, he's in. That the coach?
Wow. Well,
you're
seeing some fisherman pride on the field right now. They feel it.
All right, you got six plays and 61 yards after the turnover. And a bad penalty as well was in that mix. Gloucester's cut the lead to 20-12.
It's 20-12 with 4:53 left, folks. Hang in there. This game is not over yet. This is going to make a comeback. And this time they're going to go for one. Big.
Kicker is Whitfield. Long snapper is Toppin. Holder Nick Carey, the quarterback. And it looks pretty good from here. So Gloucester draws within 7. 20-13. There's a penalty. Offside Salem. So 6 plays, 61 yards. What are they doing, Coach? I don't get this.
So what are they going to do now?
Re-kick it. Okay. Why?
Penalties on Salem? Why would you re-kick? Unless they're going to go for two?
They blew it dead.
Say again? Oh, okay. Nick says Federation rules, if it's offside, you blow the play dead. Okay.
Federation rules are the worst.
So, got to do it again.
Because of the penalty, you move the ball off half the distance of the goal, I believe. And yeah, they're going to go.
My last year coaching baseball in Maryland, they adopted the. We played a team out of Washington, D.C., and they played under Federation rules.
All right, here come the fishermen. They hurry up. This time they're in a tight formation.
Well, they're going to go for two now.
Go for two.
Put a man in motion, carries under center. It's a whole bunch of mix-up in the middle, and I don't think they get in. Oh, they did. They got the two. All righty. How about that? Long, late signal here, but they get in and cut the lead to 20-14. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, really, after all that mess.
Now is not the time to...
I thought they were giving up a one-point conversion there, but no.
So 4:53 left to go in the game. Boston 15, Salem, which is 20. I haven't seen the 50-50 numbers, so I'm not sure if they're walking around with it.
1 minute 53 seconds remaining in this game. It's 20-14.
He's not a lineman.
Fisherman.
Trying to make a comeback here.
Strong second half for Gloucester. Brings them to within six with just under 5 minutes left to go. Now it's important for Salem, of course, to get some first downs here. Salem with under 20 yards of offense in the second half. Woodfelt will punch this thing down the middle. Going to be fielded at about the 17, returned to the 20, 25, 30, up to about the 37. Jesse Round with the return. And they're out to the 39, the Witches are.
.447 left to go in the game.
And Salem really hasn't mustered all that much on offense the second half.
Okay.
We have a bond burner at Linfield between Linfield and Newburyport. It's 3-3.
Corey Grimes in the backfield with a receiver. He's got twins to the left with a running back. They fumble. And it's covered up by Salem, I do believe.
Pressure's beginning to get to Salem. That was a low snap from the center that Grimes couldn't handle. Luckily, the running back just came up and fell on it.
They lose 3 yards to the 36. And the clock rolling.
Second down, three.
Mike Toppin, Kristen Howell, Brian Swain, Nick Corris up front for the Fishermen on defense. They got a bunch formation to the left. Run play going to be broken up in the backfield.
61, Kristen Howell, the senior.
They almost got a penalty for celebrating after that.
Yeah,
very close.
You can't do that. You
very
just got to go, yeah, I did it, and that's it. Walk away.
Wow. Well, Gloucester sniffed that one out. Terrific. Howell with the tackle back at the 21. So that is a 15-yard loss. My goodness. No, it's not at the 21. It's at the 26. Scoreboard's wrong. It's at the 26, so it's a 10-yard loss. So now it's third and 20 for Salem. 3:48 left to go in the ball game, and this is as animated as the crowd has been on the Gloucester side of the stands.
I'm surprised that coach hasn't gone with double safeties because they beat him that last time.
Yeah, and Grimes goes an empty backfield. Gloucester times calls a timeout. And everybody out ready to go down and catch a pass for Salem.
You know, I remember when it used to be the big thing, you know, a pitcher in Major League Baseball would go nine innings and, you'd have a shutout, just give up a couple of hits. Now, you get on Twitter if you go six innings and don't give up any runs. Well, he must be exhausted throwing all those pitches.
If you have the winning ticket,
unbelievable.
Second, a third quarter scoring. Grimes to Roko Ryan for Salem at 4:11 of the third to make it 20-0 Gloucester. But Gloucester has come roaring back with a touchdown at 8:44 here in the fourth, and another touchdown at 4:53 to cut the lead to 20-14. And Salem is facing a third and 21 from their own 27.
Dick Raddatz would throw more pitches in relief in the Red Sox game than most starters do today in their starts of five innings.
Coach Bouchard with his troops over on the far hash mark. Coach O'Connor with his here on the near hash mark at the numbers, just inside the numbers. And now both teams will head back toward the line of scrimmage. Big, big third down for this game. Salem with a six-point lead, and 3:43 left to go in the ball game. Now they have a running back in the backfield with Grimes, previous line of scrimmage play. They've got a bunch formation off to the right in three receivers stacked up on the right side. But it's a run. No, it's a reverse pass back to the quarterback. And Grimes to the 50, to the 40, to the 30. He's gone. So halfback option. Handoff to the halfback. Fires it to Grimes for about a 20-yard gain. And he just busted down the sideline. And that busted this thing wide open. Wow.
Well, we were fearful of the deep ball because it beat the fisherman for a touchdown in the first half. This time it was the quarterback just handing off and sliding out on the near side of the field, wide open. Nobody covered him. Nobody picked him up.
Well, that was Ozuna, who's been everything here tonight for Salem, who was on the right sideline, almost to the right hash mark, I should say, fired across to the left hash mark, 10 yards forward, maybe 35 yards across the field, and the quarterback was there all by himself, Grimes, and he just put the afterburners off, motoring down the left sideline,
yeah,
and that play covered 74 yards.
Good pursuit, but he was just too big and too strong, he just held them off. Now, has Ozuna run for a touchdown, thrown for a touchdown, and received for a touchdown tonight? Has he scored three?
No. Two.
Two?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, he scored. Grimes, running for his life, scrambling, throws it over the middle, knocked away. Ozuna has a 4-yard touchdown, and he has a touchdown pass. So the 2-point conversion fails, but the 74-yard pass play works.
Yeah. Flag thrown in the play. Howell was busting in, and he got held by one of the running backs for Salem.
Bosser had held Salem to under 20 yards of offense until this particular play.
And that went for how many?
74.
74.
After the fisherman had a pinch, 3rd and 21.
So close to 270 yards of offense now for Salem with that big play. Gloucester at around 200 or so, although I didn't factor in the last 61, did I? So Gloucester has 270 or close to it. But Salem has the lead, 26-14, 3.5 minutes to go, and boy, that'll take the steam out of your very
quickly.
Yeah,
if they could have gotten the ball, made a stop, and gotten the ball back, would have been a very interesting 3.5 minutes at Newell Stadium for sure.
And on the other side, what a cool play manufactured by Salem.
Oh, they executed it perfectly. You have to sell it, and they sold it.
Ball bounces up on the 10-yard line for Gloucester after on the kickoff. DeCoste crushing it out to the 26. And a lot of late hitting going on, but it breaks up. And the fishermen will start at their own 26-yard line, it looks like. What a play. I mean, what a play called. My goodness gracious. That was a well-executed play.
That's why you keep him in the bag until you absolutely need him.
My goodness. Yep. So, Gloucester starts at their own 26 with 3:23 left. Are you going to be going downstairs?
Yep.
Oh, okay. They trail up by 12. So Tim will get some extra post-game information for us. Carry in the empty backfield. Quick pass out to the right to DeCoste. Stutter stepped at the 25 to the 30 and across the 30.
Not quite the first down.
Looks like it's going to be a 7.
It's out to the 33.
Empty backfield.
Grimes, three receivers off to the right. Taking his time, now he has to run, and he gets a completed pass to the right side, to John Gucciardi, and there is a penalty on the play. It's going to be against Gloucester, methinks. It is holding on Gloucester. They'll bring this one back. They'll bring it back. Depends on where the hold was called, so...
The hold was in the backfield, so...
Well, big loss. Ball is placed at the 15-yard line. That's a net 18-yard loss. Clock moving 2:43. 26-14 Salem. Pretty comfortable lead, you would think, for the Witches at this point after that long, beautiful touchdown play. That is a thing of beauty. Once again, empty backfield. Carry, straight back to pass. He's going to throw it high. It's a wobbly pass, and it's going to be intercepted by the Witches. No, it's incomplete. Whoa. Almost an interception. A couple of receivers for Gloucester at the 47-yard line of Salem. But that stops the clock with 2:20 left, and it'll be third down. Beautiful evening. Cool temperatures, no wind. No boats on the river. Here in Gloucester, 26-14 Salem, 2:20 left to go. Third down and 21 yards for the first down for Gloucester. Dropping straight back to pass is Carey, and he just fires it on purpose into the ground. I don't get that play. He was backpedaling for 15 or 20 yards with nobody on him. Oh, okay. So Nick's telling me it was a screen that failed. Salem sniffed it out. Okay. I judged too quickly. The screen sensed by Salem. They broke it up, and Carey wisely threw it into the ground. Then 2:15 left. This will be an attempt to pick up the 21 yards for the first down. Gloucester back at their own 15. Fishermen break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers coming off to this side. Two receivers on the other side. DeCoste is in motion from right to left. Carey launches it as high as he can, and this could be intercepted as well.
It was caught.
Wow. At the 48-yard line of Salem, everybody waiting for that Jalen Severino, a freshman, with a spectacular catch. Cowabunga. How about that? So they get the first down, and more. Clock at 2 minutes. Carey wants to throw. He shoots it over the middle with a man there, in and out of the hand. Oh, he caught it at the Salem 24-yard line. It's Severino again, the freshman.
Severino.
Another first down.
We got a timeout, Gloucester.
At the Salem 25-yard line. 19-yard gain.
Really?
Yeah. Jalen Severino, a freshman, on the receiving end. Two excellent plays by the receiver in traffic.
1:55 left in the game.
All right, with this timeout, quick break. We'll be right back. 26-14 Salem.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, you're going to like the grit of Gloucester, just seeing a big touchdown go against them to increase Salem's lead 26-14. But the Fishermen have come back from the 15-yard line all the way down to the Salem 25. Inside, 2 minutes to go. Empty backfield once again. Carey, three steps. Again, he launches it high, trying to go for a jump ball. I think it's caught. Oh, no. They're saying the receiver went out of the back of the end zone, but it looked like Corus had it. Looked like he had a foot in bounds. We need to see the replay. Show us the replay, Phil. My goodness. Oh, man. What an excellent attempt by Corus to bring that thing in.
Sorry, guys.
All right. 1:47 left to go. 26-14. Salem. Gloucester with a second and 10 from the Witches' 25-yard line. Ball midway between the hash marks. I think that was one of those proverbial jump balls. And Corus, man, he had it, but was just beyond the end line. Once again, three receivers near side, two on the far side. Ball midway between the hash marks. Gloucester heading toward the canal. Gary looks left, fires it, trying to get a receiver. Nope, overthrown. Ah, there's a penalty flag in the end zone. You're kidding. No indication as to who committed the foul, or which team, I should say, committed it. Gloucester looks like they're going up the extra 15 yards here. Should be a 10-yarder right from the 25-yard line if it's we don't know who it's against.
Not a spot foul, I don't think. No, okay.
Looks like it may be interference on Salem.
Okay,
so we'll step it off from the 25-yard line.
Interference on
down
Salem,
to the 15.
But it's not a spot foul.
Oh, it's a 15-yard penalty. Down to the 10.
And an automatic.
Whoa.
But it's not a spot foul.
Wow.
It's not like the NFL, which is spot foul.
Lost the 10-yard line.
All right, the sticks are down, so it's first and goal from the 10. Wow, this makes things a little more interesting. 26-14, but Gloucester threatening now. Wow. Once again, same formation, three receivers right, two left. DeCoste in motion, fake handoff, rolling away from the pressure. Carey fires it, intercepted this time at the goal line. Going to be returned to the 10. 20, outside to the 30. Carey, the only guy who can catch him. He misses him, across the 50 and down to the 40-yard line. I think that was intercepted by Rocco Ryan, number 3. Returned it all the way back to the 40 of Gloucester. That's it. Salem puts the exclamation point on this one. Rocco Ryan with a huge interception at the goal line and brings it all the way back to the Gloucester 41.
They battled the whole time.
1 minute, 25 seconds left, and the fans head for the gates.
Everyone gets up and heads on home.
So an entertaining game. Salem with control in the first half. Gloucester made it a game in the second. But witches were able to open it back up to a 12-point lead and hold on.
Coach Brett!
All right, so we'll wrap this thing up kind of quickly here in a minute. And Nick will have the stats for you in the paper, and I'll go over some of this stuff as I can get it up on the website later on.
Salem, the Gloucester 40.
Victory formation. No, they're going to run the ball and get a yard or two loss. That's interesting, too. I think that was... Well, I'm not sure who it was. Let's see. I think it might have been...
It was an uphill battle.
Ozuna, who's been a star in this game for Salem.
They had Salem in the third and
clock still moving. Go back to the 42. It's a 1 yard loss on the play, and we're just running the clock out right now. So Salem is going to move to 4-0 for the first time in a long time. And for Coach Bouchard, that will be the number 28 for him. And they're going to go to 3-0 overall, 1-0 in the NEC. Gloucester will drop to 1-3 at this point. So that's going to do it. We'll take a break, come back with a wrap-up. Salem wins it by a score of 26-14. This is the game of the week on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore with great local sports coverage. Live play-by-play football, Monday Night Sports Night Show, The Game Night Football Show. Feature spotlight interviews with coaches and players. The Salem News Sports Writers Podcast. And joining us this fall, Nick and Nick in the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. The place to hear and see positive local coverage, making connections that support the North Shore.
All right, Salem beats Gloucester here at Newell Stadium by a score of 26-14, and it was a tale of two halves, really. Salem opening up the ball game in the first quarter with quarterback Grimes hitting Abood. Corey Grimes passing to Logan Abood, covered 42 yards, 7:30 left to go first half, completing four plays and 49-yard drive for the Witches. They took a 7-0 lead. And then Mr. Everything in this game tonight, Devontae Ozuna, scored from 4 yards away, seven plays, 56 yards for the Witches, with a minute, 2 seconds left to go in the first half. And at that point, they had a 14-0 lead, and they outgained Gloucester 179-136 in that first half. But then in the third quarter, Gloucester held the Witches to, I think it was 19 yards total in that third quarter, which allowed Gloucester to get back into the game in the fourth quarter. They opened up a scoring drive that covered 69 yards in 14 plays with Carey scoring from 4 yards out. That's the quarterback. And for the Fishermen, they cut the lead to 20-6 at that point, 8:44 left to go in the ball game. Nick Carey leading the way. He also led the way in the next series for Gloucester with DeCoste finally finishing it off. Caleb DeCoste, 61 yards, and DeCoste scored from 5 yards out. With just under 5 minutes left in the go in the game, it was close now, 20-14. But then a backbreaker late in the quarter at 3:29. Ozuna got a handoff, dropped back to his right side, allowed Grimes, the quarterback, to fade into the left flat. Nobody near him. Ozuna hit him with a perfect pass in stride, and Grimes finished off that 74-yard touchdown play. That made it 26-14, and that was it. Good comeback by Gloucester, good solid play by Salem, and an amazing play call and well executed to get that final touchdown for the Witches. So once again, congratulations to Matt Bouchard as the Witches go to 4-0. Salem will be at Saugus next week at 6:30. Meanwhile, Gloucester will be back here. Winthrop with a big win over Danvers tonight will be invading Newell Stadium. That is a 7 p.m. start. The Witches 4-0, Gloucester now 1-3. So on behalf of Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, and Bill Newell over at Piper Field, I'm Rick Moore, wishing you a very pleasant good evening, reminding you of the final score, Salem 26 and Gloucester 14.